This is The Immigrant View, a podcast for immigrants by immigrants. Welcome to the show. The Immigrant View is brought to you by immigrantnetworks.com.
It is finally happening. After many times and many IO, by the way, probably either forgetting or missing the meeting or one for some reason or another, we've not been able to get this podcast going, but we're finally doing it right now. Yusuf, it's good to have you. It's a great pleasure having you. Welcome to today's podcast. To the listeners, welcome to The Immigrant View. My name is Aya Owuduni. Excited, thrilled to be here. I'm having a conversation today with an empowerment coach. He's a fellow ambassador at the Immigrant Networks program. By the way, if you don't know what Immigrant Networks is, please visit the website, immigrantnetworks.com. Remember, there's an S after network.com. Great place to connect with fellow immigrants in your industry. And then once a week, the ambassadors and several people, we all come together. We provide tips, advice for people to get them a job quickly as possible once they've landed in Canada. Key phrase there. Once they've landed in Canada. All right, so I have one of those ambassadors here. He's an enthusiastic professional globetrotter, 20 years of progressive experience in a multinational corporate world. He started his career in finance. He's had a successful career in finance, but driven by the passion for people development and empowerment, talents management, coaching, effectiveness, multidimensional diversity and inclusion. He has lent his skills, his passion to the HR and the people aspect of the work as well. So we are grateful for that. He's proven himself in corporate life. He's held leadership positions in different countries, in continents, in the Africa and Asia and Europe. He just recently moved over to Canada as well. And here in Canada, he's an empowerment coach. He's an adventurer who seizes every chance to fulfill his motto. What is it? Human up and be great. Great standing for grounded, resilient, empathetic, aware, and thankful. He loves cooking, not just cooking. He calls it creative cooking. I don't know the difference between cooking and creative cooking. We'll have to find out from him. Urban biking. I don't know if there's another kind of biking. I guess mountain biking. Volunteering, reading, writing, urban biking, creative cooking, remodeling, family videos, creation, and even sometimes singing. A man of many talents, though he says he's terrible at it. We have Yusuf Scali here. Yusuf, it's a pleasure having you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Ayo. It's really a pleasure for me. And I just found out that your name, if I understood well from another Nigerian that I met, your name means joy, right?
Yes.
Last name has something to do with finance. Funny enough, I was writing an article about financial happiness, and that's how actually the conversation came. They say, oh, I see that you are connected with Iowa. Do you know that his name means financial joy? Is that true?
Well, Aya means joy. Owuduni means money is good to have.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, yes. Yeah, quite interesting. Very interesting. So I have a few friends who their name is Joy. And I'm always like, yeah, we're namesakes. You might not realize it, but we're technically namesakes. But yeah, it's great to have you. Thank you so much for joining the program. I remember our first conversation. We had a really good conversation, and you were just sharing your passion around helping people, new immigrants who are coming into Canada, and there was a passion and a desire to help them not just integrate but be great, you know. So would love your thoughts. Tell us your story first, and then where does this passion come from?
Well, you covered almost everything in the introduction, and thank you for this great introduction. As you mentioned, I moved to Canada in April 2021. And the first thing that when I moved after living in different countries, and as you mentioned, in different continents, I have been exposed to immigration, but in a different way, because it was within a corporate structure. So my immigration to Canada, it was the first time that I was managing everything by myself. And guess what? I arrived on 1st of April, 2021. I have been waiting for the public health restrictions to be lightened up. And I arrived on 1st of April, and 2nd of April, Ontario announced a third lockdown. So like many who went through the lockdown and social isolation, in addition to the social loneliness that comes by nature when you start your immigration journey. So I had only two choices. Either I will spend my time crying and just telling myself that that's my bad luck, or I just try to find ways to cope with the situation and reinforce my resilience to deal with that. And I chose immediately the second one. So I started, first thing, I started building my social connections. And that's something that's really important. We all, as newcomers, we feel that our wheel of life or our balance is shaken. And when I mention wheel of life,
I love that you brought up the wheel of life. We can tell life coaches when they start bringing up wheel of life. That's awesome. Thank you.
I love it because I found it a very powerful visual tool that can allows anyone, it's very accessible, allows anyone to see the different dimensions that are really important to have a thriving life. And one thing that we always say in immigrants networks, since you mentioned that, is that we didn't come so far just to come that far. We came here to continue moving forward. We came here to thrive and not to survive. And that's really key. So when we arrive to any new country, and even more in Canada, because of it requires, in my opinion, an additional layer of social adjustment. And social is in the heart of our balance in life, in addition to our emotional well-being, our financial well-being, our professional well-being, of course, our spiritual and our physical, that is at the heart of that. So hence, I decided to start my coaching practice. Well, I came to coaching years before, and I think all of us through our corporate professions, we get exposed to coaching and mentoring in a way or another. But I decided to dedicate the next chapter of my career to coaching, and I chose on purpose empowerment coaching because I believe that this is the future of coaching, and it's the coaching that is really targeted for situations where we tend to lose our inner powers. And immigration to a new country is one of those situations.
Thank you for sharing that. Now, when you meet with, you work with immigrants. In fact, I was on a call yesterday or 2 days with you. An immigrant spoke up, and within seconds, Yusuf jumped on and said, let's meet, let's grab coffee, let's talk. What are some of the common concerns that come up? And what would you say are some go-to solutions that you share with people? So that way, many of the new immigrants coming in, they can anticipate some of these problems, and they can start using those solutions that you prefer as well.
That's an excellent question, Ayu. While no size fits all, but there are some common patterns and common trends that I see while dealing with immigrants. The common thing is the self-beliefs first that are shaken, and the balance wheel that is shaken, as I mentioned. And the key important thing is the social support system. We come from kind of comfort zone. Regardless of how comfortable or discomfortable was it before coming to Canada. But the main thing is that we came from the known situation to the unknown. And our brain reaction first is to treat anything that is unfamiliar to us as something awkward, as something odd. And it's ourselves to train our brain to get familiar with the newness of our environment. And that's require a deliberate effort.
That is quite profound. I like that. Thanks for sharing that.
The other thing that really comes to many immigrants is losing the sense of belonging. And that's can be devastating if we don't take the step to deal with it with the appropriate tool. Okay. And when we come here, the first thing I ask immigrants, what do you want to do? And the common answer, I want to find a job. And some of them, they do find a job quickly, but then they come back to me after 3 months saying, I'm very unhappy. I'm not feeling fulfilled. Why? Because by finding a job, we focus on only one aspect of our pillars for our adjustments in the new environment, which are the financial and the professional. But we ignore the social, the emotional, and the physical. The other thing that you will keep hearing me during this episode talking about loneliness, because it's really a strong, distressing feeling that most of immigrants go through. And today, likely, we live in a virtual world, and it becomes quite easier to create virtual connections. Some would tell you that, well, you can't build meaningful connections through online. I would challenge that because it's our ability to do whatever we can to allow ourselves again to thrive and not to survive.
Right. It's interesting that you shared that second that second part, because interestingly, I've met people in the past 2 years that I've not even met them face to face. Nick, a lot of the people that have been guests on the podcast, yourself included, we have never met face to face. We have either spoken on the phone or been on Zoom calls, but we've built relationships, we've built connections with one another. Investors that I'm working with, we've not seen face to face, but we built relationships, you know. Now we're all starting to say, hey, let's grab coffee. Let's meet. Right. And then they see me that I'm 6'4", and I see them that they're 4'6". And we all laugh about it, but we all look the same height on Zoom, you know, as we go through. So you're right about that. Thanks for truly sharing that.
And you know, Ayu, recently scientific researchers have proven that social connections is the number one predictor to physical and mental health. Mm-hmm. And I can recall Waldigner, which is a Harvard education, the longest running study about adult development. One of the key elements, the first finding of the research that is running up to now, is that building relationship and social connections are the number one predictor of well-being and of thriving societies.
Wow. Wow. That's so powerful. So I do think it's extremely important, listeners, as if you're new or you're fairly coming in, number one, building that network is so crucial, that support system, your connection, people that you can work with, and then also to diversify your network, not just your homeland people or your people alone, but going beyond that, because Canada is so diverse. And diversity is our strength, as we say. Why don't you start building a diverse network as well to reflect the society that you're a part of? It will help you thrive and soar long term. You talked earlier, Yusuf, about the wheel of life. What is that? Can you give us a quick 3-4 minute coaching session? So all of us have an opportunity to be able to, we might not necessarily use that tool right now, but we can learn from the conversation with you. We'd love your thoughts on that.
Sure, my pleasure. So, well, the wheel of life, it's not a new concept. It's something that has been used for ages, but in coaching, we use it more and more often as a visual tool that can help any individual to quickly set the pillars of their well-being balance. So you can find it as called as wellness wheel, wheel of life, life balance wheel. It allows you to see how balanced and fulfilled your life at this moment. So it's basically you, I like to use a very simplified version of the wheel of life that is based on the pillars financial, emotional, spiritual, social, professional, and physical. Mm-hmm. And rate from 1 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, rate how do you feel here and now in each pillar. And the result shows in a visual way the areas of improvement. It gives you a baseline and it allows any individual to have a clarity on the priorities and to identify and even I would say name the goals that they want to achieve and the areas where they want to focus. Personally, it's an exercise that I do on a monthly basis because talking about mental health, it's the way how we feel, how we think, and how we behave, and it evolves in time. So doing that exercise regularly allows you to see where you stand, where you were, and where are you going.
I like that. I like the fact that you say you do it on a monthly basis. It's so easy to just put it on the side of the desk and forget about it, but it's such a great snapshot of where you are right now, or why am I feeling so sad, or why am I angry, or why am I getting frustrated quickly? There's something off. My life coach used to say from years ago, when those things start to come, there's something off in the wheel, and you need to go back and start trying to figure out what is off and what do I need to do, like you're saying, to get things back on track as well again.
Exactly. One simple thing, Ayo, is that if I ask you today how happy you are on a scale of 1 of 10, you will, in 30 seconds, you will shoot a number. Mm-hmm. But if I ask you what makes you happy, it will take you more time to answer this question. And that's where I find the wheel of life is really powerful, because we are very good in determining how happy we feel at this moment, but we are not that good in really naming what makes us happy. And that's why I gave the example of new immigrants who really try to focus on finding a job, which is a very legitimate expectation. At the end, there are many circumstances that goes into that. And once they find a job, while they don't take the time to take care of themselves, they don't take the time to build connections, after a while, they're very happy to take the job, but after a while, they find themselves that they are not unhappy. So I'm not saying don't look for a job, but I'm just saying be self-aware of the different elements of your well-being.
I like that. I really do like that. Thanks for sharing that. Now, for every immigrant that is listening to this podcast, that is interested in contacting you, Yusuf, they want to learn more, they want to have some sort of clarity in key areas, how can they reach out to you?
Well, first thing I would say, on LinkedIn, definitely. I'm very happy to answer all the messages. I also advise to go on the Scalability Coaching company page on LinkedIn where you have a button contact us and you can book a free 30 minutes with me. I am happy to do that for all the new immigrants. Look, when I started my coaching practice, my intention was to set a time and dedicate a big part of my time for coaching new immigrants. In addition to working with corporate professionals, and that's like the bread of my business, but I decided to dedicate 30 to 40% of my time doing coaching for immigrants in addition to what we do together at Immigrant Networks. So for me, this is really important. And I work a lot on mental health because it's really important. And most of us come from environments where mental health is not on the top of our head. And it's not even seen as a health. And I want really just to take this opportunity to reinforce the message that mental health is health. And if you take, you look at any definition of health in general, you will find that health is the complete state of mental and physical and social well-being. The World Health Organization defines health in such a way. And mental health is not the absence of mental illness or the absence of a diagnosis. Mental health, it's really being able to think, to feel, and to behave in a positive way that allows you to be great. And I remember, whenever I say great, I mean grounded, resilient, empathetic, aware, and thankful. Because I find those are pillars for us to really thrive and not survive. And even go beyond, from thriving to flourishing.
Interesting. Very interesting. Yusuf, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for being a part of this.
My pleasure.
We tend to focus our conversation so much on how to find a job, how to move up the ladder, how to build wealth as an immigrant. We rarely take a time to stop, refocus, and talk about how are you doing. Are you happy? And what do you need to do to ensure that there's fulfillment, there's joy, there's happiness? And I'm glad you're there to be able to empower people. And thank you for dedicating those hours that you said you do to helping immigrants as well. It's
that's an honor for me.
Fantastic. It's a pleasure having you. Thank you so much for being a part of the podcast today.
Thank you, Ayu. It's a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Why don't you do us a favor and share this podcast with a friend or colleague? The Immigrant View is brought to you by immigrantsnetworks.com.
Hi, I'm Nick Narani, founder and CEO of Immigrant Networks. Listen, if you're an immigrant or an international student looking to find a job and expand your network in Canada, Immigrant Networks is for you. Immigrant Networks, we say, networking to get working. It is a community built by immigrants just like you to help you overcome one of the biggest challenges that immigrants have when they come here, and that is finding and retaining a job. Visit our website today and get matched within days with someone from your profession and learn and grow. Immigrant Networks, networking to get working.
Music provided by bentsound.com.